The following program is brought to you by the Pacifica Program Service and Radio Archive.
El gobierno norteamericano ha propuesto una...
The U.S. government wants to send a large sum of economic and military aid to your country. What is the result of this?
I made this quite clear in the letter to President Carter. We appreciate this aid, but the conditions accompanying the aid will decide whether it will be welcome. What's important for us is that the aid not be used to repress our people. The aid must not bring U.S. intervention against our people. If those are the conditions, the aid will not be welcomed by our people.
Que no sirva para reforzar la fuerza de represión que está molestando a nuestro pueblo. Y segundo es que la ayuda no ponga condiciones de intervención en el proceso de nuestro pueblo. Si llena esas dos condiciones, pues es una ayuda bienvenida, pero si no es... una lástima que no será aceptada por el pueblo.
¿Cree usted que esta ayuda constituye...
Do you think the U.S. aid constitutes intervention?
Oh, no.
La ayuda en sí puede ser libre de la intervención.
The aid in itself is not intervention, and it is necessary. But this aid is only to the government, and it reinforces the government's program. It does not support a program drawn up by the people as a whole. As the people see this aid, it is imposed upon them through the current government, and the U.S. is not supporting the necessary dialogue with the popular forces. Therefore, it is intervention.
Es apoyado por Estados Unidos, lo considera pues como una intervención en la vida y en el proceso del pueblo.
¿Han visto ya de resultados?
Have there been direct results of this aid?
Posiblemente sea el proyecto del gobierno que se está llevando adelante.
Well, first I would point to the agrarian reform law recently promulgated by the government. It nationalized land holdings larger than 1,200 acres. The armed forces are to place these parcels of land in the hands of the people who work them, but the people do not fully accept this gift.
No con una aceptación plena del pueblo.
Relacionado con eso, yo quisiera preguntarle...
In this context, then, what is the situation of the people in the countryside?
En el campo salvadoreño en estos momentos, porque nosotros hemos recibido
noticias... That the agrarian reform law is being used to cover up increased repression in the countryside.
Hay ciertos sectores del gobierno que se han aprovechado de la reforma agraria para efectuar mayor represión en el campo.
Sí, con mucho gusto. Tal como yo veo la cosa, reforma, repito, es una obra buena.
The agrarian reform is, by all means, a good thing. It has taken away all the land holdings larger than 1,200 acres, and they are to be given to the people. In itself, this is good. But the danger is that, along with reform, has come a state of siege, supposedly to keep the right from interfering with the reform. But in reality, repression against the people has increased tremendously. In areas not affected by the reform, the military is quite active. The people are being repressed. People are fleeing the countryside, coming here to San Salvador, or going into the mountains to sleep, because if they are found at night by the security forces, they will be killed. Armed troops search farmhouses, burn peasants' possessions, and kill people. Terror is rampant in the countryside. The agrarian reform is in itself good, but it is accompanied by torture and repression, which distorts the goodwill implicit in reform, and therefore the law is not supported by the people. I cannot verify repression against specific organizations, but since the reform is being carried out by the armed forces, the people fear it will lead to the militarization of the countryside.
Por eso la ley de la reforma, con todo y ser objetivamente una cosa buena, va acompañada de esta tortura del pueblo, esta represión, y desfigura por completo la bondad de la ley, es dándole por un lado reforma y por otro represión que afecta muy dolorosamente a nuestro pueblo. Por lo que repito que es una ley que no goza de la paigambre popular. En cuanto al caso que usted dice de que estén aprovechando la reforma para otras cosas, pues no me consta así abiertamente, aunque sí he oído algo de que el proceso que está llevando con fuerzas militares vaya a resultar una militarización del campo.
Sobre la militarización, Monseñor, regarding militarization, press reports say there may be a significant number of U.S. military advisors in El Salvador. Do you know anything about that?
He oído decir, y de hecho, en mi carta al señor presidente,
I've heard of this. In my letter to President Carter, I asked him to refrain from direct military intervention in our country because it would mean support for the repression of our people. He says any military aid would be in non-combat activities such as transport, communication, and logistics. But this answer doesn't satisfy me because the aid is going directly to the security forces, and it is well known that they are repressing the people. And there is a great deal of repression. I don't deny that there are provocations by the left, but the response by the security forces is totally out of proportion. In many cases, the repression comes down with no provocation at all. In fact, there is a clear program aimed at destroying the popular organizations. Leaders of unions and other popular organizations are being systematically persecuted.
De la izquierda, pero la respuesta de los cuerpos de seguridad es muy desproporcionada y a veces hay represiones que no han sido provocadas por nadie, sino que hay como un programa de desarticular al pueblo en sus organizaciones y de todo aquello que significa alguien que pueda ser un líder en los sindicatos, en las organizaciones populares, son perseguidos sistemáticamente.
Y Monseñor, ¿cómo está respondiendo el pueblo
salvadoreño? How have the Salvadoran people responded to this?
Porque usted mismo en el diálogo que estamos teniendo nota que hay como perspectivas distintas.
Sí.
Quienes miran hacia la derecha ven que francamente...
Some people, looking just at the right wing, think that social injustice is responsible for all the violence. And there are those who see provocations from the left as the only problem. But really, there are three sources of violence: the right, the left, and the government. The people are confused, but we can't see the popular outbursts as just the demands of the left. The popular organizations are voicing the needs of the people, and the reaction of the organized left to repression is just to dig in and hold on. The demands of the people are just. But sometimes the people's anger goes too far, and there are acts of violence which I cannot support.
Pero la reacción de aquellos que están organizados es aferrarse más a su posición, que no podemos llamarla toda de izquierda, porque es en gran parte el clamor popular, es la justicia social que el pueblo pide y necesita, son las reivindicaciones justas, con las cuales se mezcla, repito, algo de injusto. La cólera del pueblo a veces se exagera y hay violencias también que no se pueden aprobar.
Monseñor, en ese mismo campo, la prensa norteamericana...
The U.S. press says the upheaval is caused by an extremist minority. Is this true?
El bloque popular revolucionario, como organizaciones de terroristas, usan la palabra constantemente. ¿Cuál sería su reacción ante ese epíteto, ante ese término? ¿Le parece a usted justo?
Hay dos cosas en ese sector que llaman izquierda, lo que podríamos llamar popular.
There are two elements in the left. There's the element that is called a popular element, which fights for just causes, and we can't call that element terrorist.
Pero mi pregunta es más, si la, por ejemplo, el grupo o el pueblo.
My question is more, the press says the Revolutionary Coordinating Committee, made up of the Popular Revolutionary Bloc, the Popular Leagues, and the Popular Action Front, are a minority. Is this true?
De la FAPU representa una minoría.
Es un calificativo falso. Distorsiona toda la verdad.
No, that's totally false. The opposition is the majority. But in the left, there are two sectors, the popular organizations and the armed clandestine organizations. The people do not really sympathize with the armed organizations, but they support the popular organizations because they articulate politically the basic needs of the people.
Y había que distinguir los dos sectores, el sector de reivindicaciones sociales y el otro de la violencia armada. El pueblo en general no simpatiza con ella, en cambio sí simpatiza con las soluciones populares que se dieran en un lenguaje político y en una apertura a discutir con el pueblo lo que el pueblo necesita.
Esto está estrechamente vinculado con.
Are you closely tied to their platform for democratic government?
Yes, this platform gives me great hope. It is a platform which people both within and outside the popular organizations can agree on as a means to get what they need.
The U.S. says if they don't support the junta, the result will be chaos. Is this a true representation of the Salvadoran situation?
Those are not the only two alternatives. The U.S. is ignoring the alternative represented by the people. The people are already involved in their liberation process.
You have been criticized for overstepping the bounds of the church as a shepherd of your flock. How do you respond to this criticism?
El papel del pastor que no tiene que mezclarse, según esta crítica, con la situación política histórica de su pueblo. Se le tacha de quizás estar al servicio de organizaciones de izquierda o estar al servicio de una ideología. ¿Cómo respondería usted y cómo definiría su papel como pastor de la iglesia?
Yo tengo la conciencia tranquila de no haberme salido de mi papel.
In good conscience, I can say that I'm very comfortable with my role as what you call the shepherd of my flock. As the representative of the church and following the directives of Medellin and Puebla, the church cannot separate itself from the politics and daily life of the people. I must illuminate with evangelical light. I will criticize the bad and support what's good. Within this lies the autonomy of the church. I'm not at the service of any ideology. I support a concrete project, and I am at the service of the popular organizations, although not the violent groups. I feel complete freedom to tell you in this interview the areas in which I disagree with the popular organizations and the areas in which I agree with them. And I have tremendous hope in the popular organizations. By involving myself in the people's struggle, I'm not making an opportunistic move. I'm taking the position which the church has to take.
Sobre este asunto, Monseñor, el Partido Democrático. The Christian Democratic Party, which now forms part of the government along with members of the armed forces, Does it have a broad popular backing?
They have lost a lot of ground.
Does it play a constructive, positive role?
Their intentions are good. They are operating in good faith. But on the level of actions, it is clear that the people see them as responsible in part for the repression which is being carried out against them. Perhaps they are responsible for the reforms which, I repeat, are good, but they are also responsible for the broadening of repression. This confuses the people. They pass their reforms as if everything would then be okay, and this makes the reaction by the popular organizations appear unjust. But the popular organizations are not reacting to reform, they are reacting to repression, and their moves are just.
Puede dar la figura de que estando presente la democracia cristiana en el gobierno y fomentando reformas como la agraria y la del banco, como que si todo anduviera bien, entonces la reacción de las organizaciones como que fuera injusta. Pero hay que tener en cuenta que la oposición viene precisamente y principalmente por la represión.
Sí, mire, monseñor, como para terminar nuestra entrevista, y le agradecemos muchísimo su participación.
On behalf of 30,000 Salvadorans in the San Francisco Bay Area, I want to invite you to visit with us here, to bring us news of El Salvador, if possible to celebrate Mass with us as our pastor.
De concientizar a nuestro pueblo para que participe activamente en este programa de solidaridad, porque la situación se está poniendo muy seria, creemos nosotros. Y así quisiera también extenderle una invitación para ver si usted puede venir en un futuro cercano, en una fecha cercana, a hablarnos, a informarnos, y ojalá también a servirnos de pastor en esta coyuntura histórica tan importante, porque me parece crucial que nos unamos y comencemos a trabajar juntos hacia esta, para pasar esta crisis tan terrible, ¿no?
Veo yo en esta pregunta suya una coincidencia con mi deseo.
I have a debt to pay to you and others in Los Angeles and New York because, in fact, last November I planned to come, but the situation here in my country was so serious to come to the United States as soon as arrangements could be made, as you said, to bring concrete and current information to the Salvadorian communities there, and also in a pastoral sense to bring this message. Salvadorians, regardless of your faith, I think God has given us the role of supporting the people's struggles. Whether you live in El Salvador or not, you must participate in the Salvadorian process, and you cannot live in the United States as a refuge. You can do magnificent things for your people.
Excelente.
El punto que usted decía, pues, es de orientación, o de, mejor dicho, de información de primera mano, llevar de aquí algo más fresco.
Excelente.
También de sentido pastoral, pues, de cualquiera que sea el credo de un salvadoreño y su manera de pensar, yo creo que Dios nos ha señalado un papel para tomar parte en el proceso del pueblo, aunque no vivamos en este país. Creo que deben de mantener su cariño para el pueblo y su preocupación, y no debe significar el estar allá como una fuga, sino una necesidad, una estrategia, diríamos, para ayudar desde otra posición. Allí tienen ustedes magníficas cosas que hacer por nosotros.